Hi, this is Arunae with thetithinghoax.com. Our subject for today is sowing seeds, the new money hustle. Let's talk about what the church doesn't want you to talk about on the Tithing Hoax podcast. Hi, this is Arunae. I hope you are doing well. Thank you for joining me today. I want to talk a little bit about sowing seeds. In an episode, in a May episode, I dealt with the difference between tithing and sowing seeds. There I was addressing a question posed by one of our visitors who I call Kim. And this is pretty much a follow-up to that particular episode or an addendum. Because there's something I wanted to address when it comes to sowing seeds that I did not address in that May episode. Sowing seeds. Is it the new money hustle? I did establish that there's a difference between sowing seeds and tithing. I wanted to also explore how there is a shift or there is more of an emphasis, I think, now being placed on sowing seeds as opposed to tithing. Now, there are a lot of preachers out there who are still promoting tithing. You got to pay your tithes. You got to give God his 10%. You know, you still have those people out there, and you probably are always going to have those preachers who continue to promote that false teaching, that false doctrine. At the same time, there are many preachers who promote the sowing of seeds. And as I mentioned in May's episode about tithing and sowing, I mentioned that many of them are using sowing seeds as a metaphor for giving money. So when they ask you to sow your seeds, they're asking you to give money to their church or their ministry or what have you. Now, I think there is a shift, and there's going to be more emphasis placed on sowing seeds than on paying tithes. And I want to explore and explain some of the reasons why that is happening and why there will be more of an emphasis on preachers telling their followers to sow seeds. One of the reasons why I think this shift is happening or this shift is taking place or going to take place is that more and more Christians around the world are waking up and being exposed to the truth about tithing. For so many years, Christians have been under this false doctrine of tithing. They've been under this religious spell that they owe God 10% of their income. And that's obviously is not true. So as more Christians are educating themselves on this topic, I think it's more and more difficult or more of a challenge for some preachers to extract money from their followers by promoting tithing and telling people to pay tithes. Because, you know, like I said, people are more aware or more educated on this topic now than before. More than ever before. So when a preacher comes up to you and says, well, you got to pay your tithes and this, that, and the other, people are like, no, pastor, no, preacher, no, we know what's up with this whole tithing thing, so you can't get us with that. So as people are knowledgeable or becoming more knowledgeable about this topic, then the preachers must shift gears. They must kind of change their course of action, because the bottom line is they still need and want money. And if you cannot get people to give them money under the doctrine of tithing, and you can't trick people anymore with the tithing thing, then it has to be, tithing has to be replaced with something else. And for some, not all now, for some preachers, they are emphasizing sowing seeds as a way of replacing the whole tithing doctrine with the sowing seeds doctrine. We can't get you with the tithing like we used to, so now we're going to get you with sowing seeds. So they're going to cast this religious spell using the sowing of seeds. Excuse me, using the sowing of seeds, because people are waking up to the tithing hoax, if you will. Now, why sowing seeds? Why are they using that phraseology? Why sowing seeds? Now, if you think about it, and I've thought about this, just the phrase sowing seeds is more appealing than saying, give us some money. Give us your donations. It's more appealing than saying, pay your tithes. Someone comes on to the television screen, or you hear them on the radio say, and they say, sow your seed of $100. Sow a seed of $1,000. Sow a seed. It sounds more pleasant. I mean, for real, it doesn't have the same negative overtone as pay your tithes. Think about it. Sow your seed. Pay your tithes. Not the same. It resonates with people on a different level, on a different emotional level as well. Sow your seed. Give us some money. Sow your seed sounds a lot better to the ear than paying tithes or give us some money. Sow your seeds. So is sowing seeds is a kinder, gentler, more appealing phrase for preachers to use. And it's not as off-putting. And once again, it doesn't have that negative overtone to it. And it doesn't have a negative reputation that tithing has. And tithing has a growing negative reputation, and for good, sound, biblical reasons. And because sowing seeds, the sound of it, and it's more appealing, I think it may be a more effective way of generating money for the churches and for the ministries and for the preachers or what have you. Perhaps because people will be more willing to give money, or they're more willing to sow a seed than they are to pay tithes. You know what I'm saying? So I think that is another reason why more and more preachers are going to emphasize sowing seeds over paying tithes, because it sounds better and is not as off-putting to people, and people may be more inclined to give them money if you encourage them to sow a seed versus you tell them to pay a tithe or pay their tithes. Now, the question is this just another hustle? Is sowing seeds another hustle? Is sowing seeds the new hustle that's replacing the tithe hustle? Here are my thoughts on that. I say yes and no. Let's deal with the no first. I say no in this regard. As I mentioned in the May's episode about, you know, the difference between tithing and sowing seeds, is that anyone can use the phrase sowing seeds or sow seeds. It doesn't mean they're running a hustle. It's just a metaphor for giving money. Sow your seed means, for a lot of people, it means to give money. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, as long as you recognize that, they're using it as a metaphor. When something becomes a hustle, or how sowing seeds can become a hustle, it becomes a hustle in the hands of a hustler. Now, if someone is coming to you on TV, on radio, whatever, and they're saying, sow your seed, whatever amount, $50, $100, $1,000, sow that seed, and you're going to get a 30, 60, 100 fold on your return. Or if they're coming to you and say, sow that seed, and watch that seed multiply. Or if they come to you like, the only way you're going to get blessings, get God's blessings, is if you sow that seed. Sow that seed right now if you want your blessing. When you hear stuff like that, your red flags should go up. That seed you're sowing, or that money you're giving, is not going to reap a 30, 60, 100 fold return. That seed or that money is not going to multiply. If you sow a seed of $100, there's a 99.99% likelihood that you're not going to get 100 fold on that. And that's like $100,000. Okay? Now, if you think about it, many of us grew up in the church. Many of us have gone to church all our lives. Many of us have given money to the church that whole time, whether you call it love offering, paying dues, or paying so-called tithes. We have given hundreds of dollars, probably thousands of dollars over a lifetime to the church and the preachers and so forth and so on, to ministries. If, in fact, even if you call it sowing seeds, whatever you want to call it, it all comes down to one thing: giving money. If you want to get 100-fold or 60 or 30-fold return on all the money that you've given to the church or ministry or to a preacher or whatever, don't you know you would be a millionaire, and probably a millionaire several times over? So I don't care how nice sow a seed sounds. Don't let anyone hustle you into thinking that somehow by sowing a seed, or just because they're using the phrase sow a seed for sowing seeds, that somehow your money is going to 30, 60, 100 fold, or it's just going to multiply like that. Because if it does, you're going to be pretty rich. If that's the way it operates. And, you know, and that's another reason why you're going to hear more and more preachers emphasize sowing seeds, because you think, oh, sowing and reaping. So whatever I sow, I'm going to reap. So if I get $100, I'll sow $100, I'll get $100 back. If I sow $1,000, I'll get $1,000 back. Or if I'm going to get a 100-fold return, if I sow at $100, I'm going to get $100,000 back. And they know that's psychology at work. And that's one of the reasons why the sowing of seeds has more of an appeal, because people think they're going to actually get this exponential return on whatever money they give to the church, to the preacher, to the ministry. And it's actually misleading. And that's why I gave that example of how many of us have gone to the church, grew up in the church, gone to the church nearly all our lives, and we've given hundreds and thousands of dollars. And if things really work that way exponentially, if that sowing of seed or giving that money worked that way, we all would be millionaires. We'd be multimillionaires. So when you hear that sort of thing, just, you know, your antennas should go up. That's a red flag. And I think that's when you're getting into hustling territory. So beware, you know, like buyer beware, Christian beware. Okay. But, you know, like I said, but to use that phrase, sowing seeds, or that in itself is not a hustle. They can say that. So that's something I just wanted to touch base on and deal with, because I really didn't deal with it, and just kind of give you a heads up, because I think most preachers are upstanding people who mean well in what they teach and are sincere in what they teach. And I read somewhere, and I think this is true, where a person can be sincere in what they teach, but they can be sincerely wrong in what they're teaching. And as in any profession, you know, you have some bad apples. You know, there are people in the who are preachers who are, you know, kind of more like hustlers. There are those who are like that. And so my thing is, don't fall victim to another hustle. Don't fall victim to a sowing seeds hustle. You know, don't go from, you know, breaking the spell of the whole tithing hustle to then getting caught up in the new hustle called the sowing of the seeds, sowing your seeds hustle. Don't go from being taken advantage of financially under the banner of tithing to then only be taken advantage of financially under the banner of sowing seeds. Because, like I said, it can be a hustle in the hands of a hustler. And so when people are getting hip to one hustle, which is tithing, they will just replace the tithing with a new hustle. And for some people, not all, now for some people, the whole sowing of seeds is their new hustle. And they can use it in a way and be just as effective in using that as they were with the whole tithing thing. And at the end of the day, their whole objective is to extract as much money out of you and into their pockets as they possibly can. And there are people out there like that. So you've been warned. But like I said, it's just about giving you a heads up, and everything's about being educated. As I say, and as I've said before, and I still say, if it's in your heart to give or to sow that seed, and you're comfortable with that, and you're comfortable with the amount of money that you're giving or sowing, and you're at peace with it, and you're doing it voluntarily, not because you're being coerced into doing it, or manipulated into doing it, or being pressured into doing it, or being misled into doing it, you know, by all means, give that money, sow that seed. I mean, it's cool, it's fine, there's nothing wrong with that. My thing is, don't get hustled into sowing seeds, and don't allow someone to place this false expectation that you're going to get like this 30, 60, 100 fold on your return, and you know, all this money is just gonna come your way because you sold a seed to a particular ministry or a particular preacher or a particular church. No. Come on now. We gotta keep it real with this thing. If you're giving it, it's because it's in your heart to give, or it's in your heart to sow. And that's just the bottom line. So, sowing seeds, the new money hustle, is it a hustle? only in the hands of a hustler is it a hustle. But other than that, you know, it's sowing seeds, i.e. giving money, is fine. Just do it according to, you know, what's in your heart. That's the thing. What's in your heart. So, that's what I wanted to say about that. Okay? This is Arbor Day. If you want to learn more about the tithing hoax and what we do and what we're about, I encourage you to visit us at thetithinghoax.com. And if you have any questions about anything that you've heard on the podcast or that you've seen on the website or anything you know, related to tithing or whatnot, please feel free to send us a question at info@thetithinghoax.com. And also, I want to let you know that we do have a free tithing study guide on our website. So when you go to the homepage, just look at the top of the homepage on the menu, and you'll see free study guide, and click on that link, and it will take you to a PDF download where you can download this study guide to your computer, and it's completely free. And it gives you a very solid foundation and overview of the topic of tithing. Okay? So, we welcome you to do that. Thank you so much for joining me and listening to the Tithing Hoax podcast and sharing this with other people. And I look forward to being with you next time. You go out and have a marvelous day. Peace and blessings.